I know there may be some of you out there that are in a place where you feel forsaken and feel like that you've lost it all, that you've heard all the preaching that you could hear and nothing seems to help you, that you've heard all the songs that you could seem to hear and nothing is any effect to you. I just want to share a few thoughts with you just for a few minutes right here and now. I want you to consider with me in the book of Job, as you know Job's story. He lost his property. He lost his family. He fell to illness. He had disease. He had friends, or so-called friends, that tried to discourage him and to present to him every reason in the world just to give up on everything that he was going through. And I know there are those of you out there that are looking for something that you've not saw come by yet. And I've come for you today. I'm preaching right in your pew with you. I just want you to know that God sees your life. He's omnipresent. He's all about you. Oh, he knows. And he sees everything that you're facing. He hears every complaint that you've made. He sees every time that you stub up and not have any faith. He sees every time when we're on the brink and ready just to say that we quit. But consider with me that at the end of the day, there was a substance within Job that despite all the loss, that God was still God for him, and he was still able to see that even though he lost it all, that God was still there, and as long as he had that, there was nothing left to lose. Hallelujah. And God began to deal with him and let him know that it was only through his trust that he had in him that he came through anything. My God, I feel like preaching right now to somebody that needs this word. I feel it in the depths of my spirit. I feel it down in my soul. My heart burns to see people begin to come alive and not go through another dead church service, but to really live what church is supposed to be in their life, in their heart, in their spirit, in their speech, at their job, in the services, oh, in their families, in their homes, in their motherhoods and fatherhoods, oh, in their kinships and their friendships, in their online lives, in every part that God sees. He's looking for people to step into every bit of what he left for us to have when Christ made a way for us to have access through the death and sacrifice, the greatest gift of love that we ever had. So today, let me talk with you for a minute about being low but coming up high. It will only be for a season, but glory to God, there will come a moment where you realize that everything that you thought you needed was in fact something you could live without. There are people with a lot of money and a little money, but the one thing is the same for everybody. No matter what you lose, God will fulfill your soul. That when it's all over and you've lost your life even, that eternal hope is there and present for you, for what is ahead and for what is to come. I'm wanting people to realize that it is in the earnest expectation of your faith that you realize what it means to be in the joy of the Lord, to know what it feels like to sing with all your heart. Unless you go through some things, you'll never dig in the depths of your heart. It'll be half-hearted. It won't come out the way that God would intend for it to come, through faith and your willingness to believe that he's with you. Man, I'm so just excited about what's going on in the ministry, because I know that everything seems to be in a slump everywhere that you turn. But this is your greatest chance to step up and be a Joseph, to step up and be a Joshua, to step up and be a Moses, to step up and be a Paul in these dark days, to be willing, oh, to be persecuted as John was, to take the persecution of not only the worldly, but the godly, to face uncertainties with the blessings of the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. God never sets you up for anything that you could not handle. The key is believing that you can handle it. I am certainly blessed to know and realize that everything that I ever needed, that God was there to supply it. I wish that I could get somebody just to grab hold of this with me right now and just to know deep down in your heart that even though people don't understand and they don't get it and they don't care and they don't seem to sing a song that touches you or preach the word that touches you, that if people never call you or text you or reach out and love on you or come to you in person or try to make you feel special or do the things that you feel like should be out of respect or do the things that you feel like that you deserve, if everything is at loss and you have nothing, you still have Jesus Christ. You still have a present hope, and you still have help and a friend and one that will be there through everything that you go through. My God, I feel it in my spirit. There are many of us that have been broken just by church being church, and I want you to know that church does not have to be church. As long as you have God in the depths of you, it does not have to be the same old thing. It does not have to be dry. You do not have to wait on a singer, preacher, evangelist, prophet, teacher, or pastor to encourage you. You do not have to have any of those things. They are there to help, but if in their absence, God and the Holy Ghost will be your teacher. It'll be your guide. In churches that are in disarray like the church of Corinth, He'll be your leader and He'll be your guide. I want you to know right now, as God is laying it on my heart, that there is nothing too hard for God, but it is but a small thing, and there's nothing you cannot accomplish if you put your trust in Him. And no one realized this, I'm just a man somewhere that you may never see, that you may never hear of me. This may be the only time that you ever hear my voice, but I want you to know that though I live in the world, I am not of the world. You do not have to give in to what people entitle you to feel. You do not have to settle for where people tell you that that's as far as you can go. Even if people around you at church don't see your vision, it does not matter. Because even when nobody saw Joseph's dreams and understood the true intent of what God was trying to do, there was something in Joseph that caused him to still be obedient. There was something inside of him that caused him to still believe. And it's with all my heart that he couldn't have done any of it without that assurance and love of God all about him. Even in prison, even in the pit, even when he didn't have nothing. He didn't have nothing. He lost his family. In fact, they kicked him out. How many of us have been there? Kicked him out. He just didn't even see a way. Didn't even know a way. Didn't even understand. Didn't even know. But I want you to know that in through all of it, that God will be God. And he will take care of you.